Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah, somebody's feeling pretty good about themselves today. That'd be me.
How so?
Oh, we did the little Top Golf thing last night.
That is true, yes.
I very, very rarely pick up a club, but who did I whip last night? Who did I dominate last night in Top Golf?
Oh, Heather Sparks.
Who has two thumbs and dominated Heather Sparks? This guy. Yep.
I think she was the only one. No, Rieger. I might have dominated Rieger.
Hatchett, you might have beaten Hatchett's score
maybe,
as well.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I think you had like 50, and I think Hatchett was down at like 33 or 32 or something like that.
I felt pretty good about that,
yeah. Yeah, no, you did fine. Honestly, I would just like to say, you know, they say that loyalty is lost, especially on, you know, the next generation, you know, younger people.
Yeah, you
people
punks.
Just aren't as loyal, yeah.
Yeah, you punks.
As one of the team captains last night out of Top Golf.
You were a pretty good little captain.
I was very loyal. And I took my co-host under my wing and I said, Woj, we're going to make this work, okay? We had a strategy. We had plans. I worked with your swing. You made great contact. You can see the video. It's out there on Twitter. I even took Jeff Rieger on my team because...
You treated me like a walk-on. Here, just get in. Don't make a mistake. Just try to tap the ball over there into that little area and we'll score a point. Yeah. You were patronizing.
It was like Beeline in the gym, high school recruiting, and he sees Blake McClyman's out there on the floor, and he goes, I can make that kid into a star, damn it. Yeah. That's what I did with
pivot,
you and Rieger
chest
last
pass,
night.
Pivot, chest
you
pass.
Were Blake McClyman's, Rieger was Matt Vogrich,
whatever.
And Beeline, I was just like, we can do this, and we dominated.
It
we
was
did.
Fun. It was a lot of fun. And
absolutely.
I think I proved myself. And you can go on the Twitter or whatever. Your Twitter or my Twitter, and you'll see the video. Oh, was I good?
I just, when you question me and my, you know, ability and my leadership skills, you need to know I'm a very loyal person. I showcased that last night. I really did.
You did show some leadership skills.
Thank you.
Which leads us to our topic.
Who showed more leadership last night?
Leadership skills. Bogey or Blake Griffin in the after the Pistons or during the Pistons game and after the Pistons game. And that's what we've been lacking around here, right? People like Blake Griffin and Bogey. No, I'm sorry. Like Blake Griffin.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would agree
leadership.
With that.
That was pretty good.
If you notice, I'm even trying to grow out a little beard to match Blake, you know, because
really?
We're both leaders in this town, you know, trying
hi.
To do it right.
Hi, Blake. I'm Bogey. I'm also a leader. I am.
That's interesting. And it really did strike me today because after watching the end of the Pistons game last night, I'm sure people have seen, we have the sound of it. Blake Griffin giving an interview on the court after the game, after they beat the Pelicans, and was really like
That wasn't good, and that's nothing to be proud of, winning that game. We lose our focus, and then Reggie Jackson comes in goofing around, and Blake is clearly annoyed.
Wanted to punch him in the face. You can see him roll his eyes. He throws his face in the towel a couple of times just to, I'm assuming, you know, make sure that you can't see the distress or the anger on his face. But I do want to know this, and we can just, you know, throw the phone number out there too if you want. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Isn't what we saw Blake do last night what we desperately need other guys to do in this city?
You know,
like, and that was after a win. You know, we get, okay, so the Lions lose a game or whatever it might be, right? And after a loss, it's, oh, we just got to go back to the drawing board. Nobody throwing anyone under the bus. And, you know, people will
say, at any level, coaches or players.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying throwing people under the bus. I'm just, that was honesty from Blake Griffin that he was irritated that they acted like they did something big beating the Pelicans without the unibrow.
But doesn't it need to be player to player? You know, like if you're not holding your fellow man accountable, then you're not going to be able to do anything. You hear it from college football coaches all the time, right? Hey, if Rich Rodriguez is a big
player
opponent
coach
of this
team.
If I'm the leader of this team or the captain of this team, we're not going to be very good. You know, you need the players to be accountable.
He was right about that.
I think you saw a portion of that come out last night in Blake Griffin.
For sure.
I don't know why. It seems like every other person here, every other athlete or leader potentially in Detroit, it's... We all have to protect ourselves. We all have to protect each other, protect the locker room. We'll air out our dirty laundry behind closed doors. When in reality, this might be the way to go about it, the way to break the chain a little bit.
Okay, but it's not just barking and sniping and being scowly leader. You have to be great, too.
Yes.
Like, Blake Griffin's allowed to do that because he's scoring 37 points a game. I would even suggest this. When the Tigers, for their 10-year, because I was down there at Tiger Fest today and talking to Miguel Cabrera, and I must admit I got a little nostalgic. It's like, Miguel Cabrera, the last one standing, right?
You're such a star bleeper.
No, I am. I am.
That's
the last one standing. I'm like, how many home runs do you think you're going to hit this year? How many? I even asked, who on the team has been here the longest with you? Because I really couldn't think. Nicholas Castellanos. Who's probably going to be traded fairly soon.
Trying to leverage his way out of town before spring training, yeah.
Yeah. And Cabrera was never that big leader guy, okay. Not like it. We haven't really had that.
Well, Mickey was kind of, though, the Steve Yzerman type, where he was very soft-spoken, but there were times in media scrums that when something needed to be said, he would say something, unacceptable, disappointing. I remember some of those.
And he was big on, like, players were big on watching him prepare, and he would show how he prepared and his hitting things and everything else. Didn't, like, J.D. Martinez talk about that. But that Tigers, even though those Tigers teams that were good for a decade... They didn't really. It was Jim Leland, Justin Verlander sort of, but Verlander, again, a star that certainly I appreciated covering, but he was more me-oriented.
Kind of an a-hole. Let's just call it like
Leaders can be a-holes. That's not a downside at all.
I don't know that it was for good reason. I think it was just he kind of became a little arrogant. Yes.
A great player, but I don't know if it was ever all for one and one for all. With those Tigers teams. Do you?
No. I think each of them had their own agendas. They had their own egos.
And they were great, though. They were great.
Not only that, but that's also why they didn't win a World Series. They only won the individual awards.
They won all the individual awards.
The Triple Crown, every individual award.
Everything you could win.
Cy Youngs.
Yes. Think about that. They had to lean on, people leaned on, like, Brandon Inge as being the leader, or sort of Victor Martinez a little bit quietly, but there really wasn't. Now, I'm not saying that's, you know, a killer. They still should have won a damn World Series, but they didn't. And we haven't had that really, have we? Am I missing anybody? Going back to Steve Yzerman? Nicholas Lidstrom did it, but very quietly, very, very quietly.
Zetterberg was a similar
leader. Zetterberg near the end started calling out teammates, which was good. Some young guys. But and it's not just calling out. I mean, should we play the Blake Griffin thing, or people have heard it enough? It's not just calling out.
I don't
out.
Feel like you can really tell anything by playing it. So, I mean, if we wanted to just describe it, I think we could do that. But if you want it, we can play
it. But I like the fact that he says it's nothing to be proud of. You know, we won the game. Yeah, I'm happy. But it's nothing to be proud of the way we played. When have you heard that?
Well, you started to hear. If you pay attention, you've been seeing Blake Griffin's been leaving like some breadcrumbs out there in a lot of different post-game interviews, right? You remember it was the first game of that West Coast trip. Were they against the Lakers, I believe, at the Staples Center? Was it the game before that? I can't remember which game it was. But afterward, Blake said, I don't like how we've managed this trip so far.
Correct.
And it was
yes.
the first game.
Yes.
I mean, it was the first night that they were there and out on the West Coast. You're seeing the frustration build up. And honestly, I know people aren't that fond of the Pistons at this point. I think that's an understatement. But Blake Griffin, in a year's time, has he become the most liked and most backed athlete here in Detroit? Just based on, one, his play, but two, the way that he's going about everything. He leaves it all out on the court every single game.
I don't know how anybody could have anything against him.
No, not at all. Like, his approval rating has to be higher than any other athlete in Detroit right now.
And as you recall, I jumped aboard the Blake train immediately, because I knew he was going to refigure his game and fashion a second career in some ways.
You did.
The way he has reconfigured it. But there has been something lacking. Think about it. And we get caught up in the word culture. You know, you always hear the Lions. You got to change the Lions culture. And you don't know what that means.
Kenny Holland was against a losing culture
right.
and wanting to breed winning. Yeah.
He was very concerned about stuff like, I assume, what's going on with the Lions and the Pistons yeah. now. And there is something to it. Why have the Lions never changed that culture? Because, like the Tigers of those 10 years, their stars were individual stars. Stafford put up 5,000 yards. Megatron, Barry Sanders. There hasn't been that bond-tying guy on any of these teams of late. Am I right?
I totally agree.
Or am I wrong? Or
no,
am I right?
I 100% agree.
The closest one I can think of, even on the Lions, the closest one as far it, and but he wasn't a great enough player to make it, was like Dominic Raiola. Like, you know what I mean? A rally the troops kind of guy.
But he wasn't good enough
no,
to
I
be.
No, I know. That's yeah. what I mean. I could Snacks Harrison be that guy? I mean, he's...
For the defense, maybe. But again, it comes down to the offense and Matthew Stafford not really being that guy. But the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136.
Are we on to something here? Is there something about the Blake Griffin persona that it reminds you what we've been missing on all the other teams?
We need more of that. I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, we need more Blake Griffin, yes, producing stats, the star qualities that he has. But it's the leadership. It's the care. Even if people are pretending to care, you want that. You need that.
And
you
I don't
have
think
any
Dylan
that.
Larkin can grow into that,
yes.
too. Don't get me wrong on that, but he's young.
I would agree. Bogey and Woji reunited for the first time since last week, right?
Whoa, I don't know. Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, because I went to the mornings. You were with Riggs. I was in Monday. You weren't. Oh, yeah. Yesterday. It's good to be back.
Unbelievable.
97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.